Hey everybody, this is Collarworks Radio, and our idea here is to expand the current art vernacular in New York's capital region by talking to local artists. My name is Justin Baker, and I'm here with Madison LaValle. How are you?
Good. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So I'd like to talk to you a little bit about being in the area, working as an artist, an educator, and staying current with the contemporary art trends that are happening. A little bit about you. You are the present art director of the Art Factory at Colorworks Gallery. You're also a part-time lecturer at University at Albany, and you're also the Upstate New York co-coordinator of the Feminist Art Project. So doing all those things and working in your studio, how do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, I wear a lot of different hats, and I'm definitely an artist that I'm not in my studio all the time. I find myself not being able to make work if I am in my studio too many days out of the week. It's really important to me to sort of have these different jobs and to sort of connect with the community. I think for me, it makes just a richer experience as an artist than to just kind of be isolated, working on things by myself.
That's good to hear, because yeah. I hate going to the studio.
It's hard.
It is hard. It's not fun. I wish it was more fun. I actually said that at a lecture to students, and they all gasped. They're like, oh, no. That's a thing. But yeah.
It's a thing that no one wants to talk about.
Yes, it's the dirty truth. Tell us a little bit about the Art Factory at Colorworks Gallery, because I think that's something new, and I feel like more people should know about that.
Yeah, so the Art Factory is funded by a DEC grant through the Art Center of the Capital Region here in Troy. And I was working with Elizabeth Dubin and the Colorworks board to come up with this grant. And we are granted $5,000 to start this program. And it's a free drop-in art program. And we really target, so actually it's open to grades first through eighth. And we really targeted the families living in the Colorworks building. How can we kind of get them to be a part of this gallery that's housed in? So Colorworks has a gallery that's housed in the basement, and then there's residents living kind of above it. And it's been really nice to kind of bridge the gap between those two places, both a residence and a gallery. But we also are open to the public. So okay. It happens on the first and third Wednesday pretty much of every month. It's happening tomorrow.
Exciting.
Yeah. Okay. And so you can check Colorworks website for different dates. And it usually is from 5 to 6 p.m.
Okay. So the kids come in, and is it in relation to the show that's in the area or in the gallery?
Yeah. So we like to do our programming. We try and keep it fresh with kind of what's happening there. And sometimes that comes really – sometimes it's really natural, and then sometimes we kind of look at the work and have kids kind of experiment with material that might be found in the show. But we do work with the contemporary artists in the show. So it's always me, and I kind of am like the lead director. And then we hire a local artist or somebody that's in the show to participate. So each week is a little bit – or each session is a little bit different.
That's exciting.
Yeah. It's really fun. Yeah.
And how about what else is going on with and I don't know if anything's going on, but the Feminist Art Project through Rutgers University. How did you get hooked up with that?
Yeah. So my studio mate, Claire Sherwood, was part of this when she lived in Virginia.
Okay.
And she kind of brought it here and didn't really have anyone. It's this kind of model where you really need to collaborate with somebody to start this. We kind of met, and we're both women who work with material and we identify as sculptors. And Claire was a welder before she was, got her art degree. So we kind of just formed this bond and decided to kind of bring that here. So right now we have put on slide slams to present women's work. But it's really this archive of making sure that women aren't written out of history. So you can kind of, if you go to see a show, you can take a photo and you upload it to their archive just to kind of make sure that we're keeping track of what's happening in the art world. It's also kind of functions as a mentor or maybe a support group or just a accountability group or a friendship group to kind of for women to get together. And sometimes we have studio visits. Yeah, we do a lot of different
things. So it's an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we took a little pause for a couple of months, but we're hoping to kind of get back into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So for those just tuning in or plugging in, this is ColorWorks Radio, and my name is Justin Baker, and I am here with the amazing Madison LaValle, talking about being an artist and an educator in the Capital Region and continuing to make amazing work. Do you find teaching to help you with like what you're thinking about, or do you ever find yourself like maybe... Because I also am an educator, but sometimes I'll go into a class just very much focusing on what I'm thinking about, and then I throw it at the students and see what they come up with. And it's like kind of like, not really like a selfish thing, but like kind of like a, I don't know, maybe it's selfish. I'm not sure.
No, I think it keeps it relevant for you, right? It's that, no, I do the same thing. In fact, I wasn't trained as a sculptor. Right. So I've never really taken a sculpture class, but I'm teaching intermediate and advanced sculpture at UAlbany.
Okay.
And I really love that about it because I feel like that's the part that keeps me so intrigued and invested because I'm kind of figuring it out and talking to them and having conversations with them. And I certainly show them work that I respond to. I try and like open it up, but you're biased definitely.
There's a huge bias.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to just touch on, because I know you had recently gone to New York as part of like New York City as like part of an artist. I think it's an important thing to go down there and see what's happening at the center of the art world. Anything exciting that you saw that you were like super psyched about?
Yeah. I'm trying to still wrap my brain around it, honestly. But I just saw the Warhol show at the Whitney. And it wasn't what I expected. I don't like to read too many things about a show before I go. And I haven't really read too much about it since because I just got back last night. But I felt like I've always really liked Andy Warhol's work. But I didn't really feel a connection to it.
And to the show?
To his work.
Okay.
In the past. I've felt like he's a really important artist. But now I feel like there's a little bit more of a, I don't know, maybe a, like my brain always connected, but maybe my heart didn't. And so now I feel like there's like a little bit of both happening.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I had seen it. I went and saw it a few weeks ago over the new year. And I've always been a huge fan of his. And again, for anybody listening, the Warhol show is at the Whitney Museum. It's his major retrospective. And I felt like a little bit, was it crowded when you went?
It wasn't bad.
Oh, that's good. Because I went and it was like a zoo.
Okay.
And maybe that had something to do with it. I felt like it was a little bit of too much of everything I had seen.
Okay.
But maybe I'm just like a too much of a fan. And I was like jaded going in. But I thought it was cool to see. The one thing I wish that... they had more of a centerpiece or like more of a prominent spot for his video work.
Yes.
Which I felt like was kind of just not shoved in the corner, but it's like in a little weird lobby way. And it wasn't so easy to get into that. But overall, I mean, it's great to see in like those blockbuster shows are always fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was really cool to see his drawings and his commercial work, too. I actually thought that was really kind of intimate, and yeah, I liked those actually a lot.
Yeah, I love his commercial work, too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Madison, thank you so much. I feel like we could talk more.
Yeah.
But we're going to wrap this up. And again, this is ColorWorks Radio. And here is the Madison Love Valley. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.